Jake Spaulding back with you as we're talking Jackson Heights basketball here on the Cobra Locker Room Chat every single Thursday. And special time this week as it's midseason tournament time. Talking with the boys now, and head coach Brett Plattner. And coach, just got done with the second game of the Thunder Classic. But this is the type of a tournament for your team. Really kind of gauge where you guys are at. Get out against some opponents you typically wouldn't see, and some big-time opponents, and especially like today when you guys just took on a Hiawatha team out of the Big East League.
Yeah, for sure. We come here obviously to get better, and we're not afraid to go see competition, because we know if we want to get to where we want to get to, we got to compete at tournaments like this. And you know, Tuesday was a rough one, and I feel like we didn't show our full self, and maybe there's some sickness running through the team. We didn't have the energy we needed to be successful, but ultimately there was a lot of learning points we took away from Tuesday, and playing a Hiawatha team that's a very similar level to what we saw Tuesday. I thought I saw a lot of growth. Growth as far as our team rotated on defense, their communication levels, their effort in general was a lot better. We were moving quicker, we were getting to our spots quicker, and ultimately just doing the things we needed to be successful on offense. And if we can continue to do those things, continue to play well headed into Saturday and give another good effort, I'm excited to see where the back half of the season goes.
That's the big thing with midseason tournament time. It's that turning point for people's seasons. You get good competition. Now you got things you can work on heading back into league play. What are you looking forward to? You're still undecided at this moment right now who you're playing, either Marysville or Holton. But how important will that game on Saturday be for you guys heading into the back half?
Yeah, absolutely. Every game is important, obviously, but like we said, when we see a different team with a fast style of play that has good athletes all across the board, we're excited to see how we match up with that. And it's a learning process. We got some senior guards, but at the same time, we're a pretty young team overall. So every time we step on the floor, it's an opportunity to learn, get better, learn from different situations, see different defenses teams present to us, and hopefully the more we see them, the more we rep out those different things, whether that's extended zone pressure versus man-to-man. We learn where we want to be, how we want to do it, and ultimately put together a good performance and take that into the back half of the season.
And then final thing, Coach, we'll let you get back at it, but the fact is that the back half of the season, you're going to have good time or big time games where it could predicate where your standings are when it looking at sub-state. How important is it for you guys to really get that stranglehold and that focus of your schedule as we hit the final month or so of the season?
Yeah, I mean, that was our message post-Hiawatha game today, is we feel like mentally we weren't ready to go on Tuesday, and we didn't put our best foot forward, like I said, but we put that in the rearview mirror. You're only as good as your next game, and I thought we brought a lot better intensity, focus, and effort to the Hiawatha game, and I told the boys post-game, that's the standard now. How you competed, how you played, that's going to be the standard moving forward. So we got to do whatever we can mentally on the bus ride, before the games, even the day before in school, to get ready to go mentally, get ready to go physically, and then step out and be ready to go on Tuesday and Friday nights.
All right, well, I know this isn't typical how we do this, but I appreciate you joining us as always, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Yeah, thanks for swinging over, Jake.
All right, head coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Again, the Cobras fall today in a tight 1-2 Hiawatha in the second round of the Thunder Classic. They will play Saturday against either Marysville or Holton, and that'll do it for Jackson Heights Cobra Locker Room Chats this week. Make sure you tune in again next week, every single Thursday night.